is the Greg Cook, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. Patton Cook running things somewhat today. Patton, I just don't think you've totally recovered from Saturday. Are you melancholy?
The voice definitely is not recovered.
But I think your just approach, you're a little melancholy.
Well, I'm just kind of resigned to the fact I'm cursed as a Titans fan. It's just, that's just what it is.
Come on, dude. You're a young man. You got many years of Titans watching to go.
You got many years of heartbreak to go.
That's right. That's kind of sad hearing somebody so young saying I'm cursed as a Titans fan.
Yeah. 615. We got Teresa Walker on the line, AP sports writer at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter. Good morning, Teresa.
T.
Good morning, guys. I did like the way you promoed, that whole looking toward the sun. I'll just say this. I feel everyone's pain if you're a Titans fan because I'm a Cubs fan, and I remember well Leon Durham in 84. Will Clark out slugging in 89. Bartman, need I say more?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's painful. I will say this. If your team can eventually break through, then that makes it even more sweet because you've been through some serious agony. Unfortunately, agony is painful. So I truly understand why people are hurting so much still today. Trust me, my son was at the game, and poor kid was in mourning all weekend, and he hasn't emerged yet from the darkness that has covered his life.
Which playoff loss stings more in your mind, 01, 08, or this one?
I think, 2000 really hurt. I mean,
it hurts so much that she can't even talk about it.
Sorry,
we lost you there for a second.
We lost you there for a second. What'd you say?
I said 2000 because that team was going to go to the Super Bowl, whoever won that game. The Ravens went on to win that game. 2000, best record in the NFL in 13-3. And this year, it just seemed like everything was setting up for the Titans.
Let's reconnect with her, okay, Pat? Hey, Teresa,
we're going to reconnect with you, kind of in and out.
Let's reconnect. Reconnect.
Hang tight.
Reconnect.
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 I can read this while we're reconnecting. And now, MB Remodeling and Construction, reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways. Keep an eye out for kids that play and never text and drive. This message brought to you by MB Remodeling and Construction, back by over 20 years of experience, residential, like commercial interior or exterior painting, railings, decks, flooring, drywall. Give the pros a call today, 931-291-5112, 931-291-5112. That's MB Remodeling and Construction, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care. Let's reconnect with the professional we dearly care about. Teresa, you there now?
I think so.
There you go.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Loud and clear.
Okay, good deal. What can I say? I'm heading over to the Titans for the 11 o'clock when we start trying to break down all the pain. But 2000, guys. We knew that team, whoever won, was going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Ravens won the Super Bowl. 2000, best record in the NFL. Started that season with 10 straight wins, right? And then this time, number one seed, 12 wins. You had Derrick Henry coming back. It's like picking among your children. You might have a most painful one in there, but they're all painful in hindsight because it coulda, shoulda, woulda. And in this case, in each of those other two, turnovers were the problem. I mean, I say that, and Titan fans can remember the turnovers. Actually, the blocked field goal, from Al Del Greco in 2000, the ball that Ray Lewis took out of Eddie's arms and took the other direction. And then there was Algie Crumpler's fumble in 2008. I think Wendell White had one in there. And then in this one, that second one is, the second and third ones were the most costly. If, they keep running, you're first and goal at the 9. Don't throw that ball. Keep running, and you've got the touchdown. You've got the lead. Things are looking good. Don't throw that one in the final, with 20 seconds left, or maybe hit Anthony Firkser out in the flat. You've got a first down, and at worst, you're going
bless you.
Excuse me. Overtime. So, it's just turnovers. You cannot afford them in the postseason. And Mike Vrabel has been saying that, guys, that the little things matter. and a bunch of little things caught up with the Titans in a game that they still absolutely had in their hands with the chance to win and couldn't pull it off.
What did you make of the kind of lackadaisical nature on that last drive? It looked like it felt like Vrabel was playing for overtime. It was just weird.
And yet afterwards he said that they had the two timeouts, they were going to move down the field. They're just it was stunning. I mean, they get the ball back with, you know, close to 3 minutes left, two timeouts. I think they ran one play before the two-minute warning. It's like, wait, what? I mean, this is a team that with Ryan Tannehill, he's had 13 game-winning drives since he took over as the starting quarterback. That's most in the NFL in that span, and yet there was just no energy, no verb. I mean, they're just, you know, and let's be honest, from the opening play of the game on offense, they just seem to be a little out of sorts. Now, you can say it's the week off, didn't seem to bother, whatever. They just never seem to be able to shake things off. Yet, when Tannehill hit A.J. Brown with just a beautiful pass, I mean, he put that right there for a one-handed catch by A.J. Brown, and if things look like that, they were playing out the Titans' way. I mean, how many times have we seen that? Not just this season, but over, you know, since Tannehill became the starting quarterback. That's the challenge, because we all thought we've seen that script before, and yet this time they couldn't make it pull off. Now, maybe when you live on the edge like that too many times, it's going to come back to bite you, and it did in a big way on Saturday.
So the narrative, and I thought Pat earlier, but the narrative going in and the long narrative nationally and here as well is the, can this team be taken to the promised land by Ryan Tannehill? He had an opportunity on that last drive to change the narrative about him. Now the narrative is going to be what we're going to be talking about the next 9 months, next year. What about it? I don't think he's going anywhere with that dead cap hit of $58 million, but can this team win a Super Bowl with Ryan Tannehill? What do you think? Can they?
Well, I can't answer that. Only Ryan Tannehill can answer that, right? And the Tennessee Titans. Now, I do think that maybe, you know, there's gonna have to be some tweaks, right? You know, it didn't feel like they ever truly helped themselves at tight end. You know, they were kind of mixing and matching. And, you know, Anthony Firkser, yes, he had some injuries through the year, but he was never, you know, he got better in the last couple weeks. But, you know, they can give him more help, okay? You know, I'm sorry, but no offense. Nick Westbrook-Ikhina had a really great season for an undrafted player out of Indiana, but they need to find a true third so that Westbrook-Ikhina can be your fourth and help make that receiving.
Yeah, that was supposed to be Josh Reynolds, right?
Yeah, exactly. T, we're talking with Teresa Walker from the AP. T, what about the supposed championship window for the Tennessee Titans? Obviously, with each year, it closes a little bit. There's going to be a different-looking roster next year. How, you know, is this window still open, or is it rapidly closing? Where would you say that is?
JB, I think it's still open. I mean, yeah, here's the two things. You know, you've got Ryan Tannehill, two more years on his deal, and that cap number is real and it's spectacular.
I had a lot of people hit me up over the weekend saying, can we get rid of Ryan Tannehill? No, you can't. I mean, you can, but it'll cost you an ungodly amount of money.
Set you back.
And dead cap money. You can't do it.
It would kneecap this franchise. You just can't. So, and Mike Vrabel said just a couple weeks ago that he wants Ryan Tannehill for a long time. They like what he brings to the table. There were mistakes that they were made, and they just couldn't make, you know, overcome them. Derrick Henry has two more years. We've got to see if he can come back truly from the foot. Having him back, he wasn't quite there. But A.J. Brown, he's just played 3 years. He is just blossoming. I mean, postseason franchise record in yardage, right? Jeffrey Simmons is 3 years in. David Long is 3 years in. They've got a lot of young talent on this roster, right? Let's look at the secondary. And Kevin Byard's the old man, but Caleb Farley, you know, hopefully he finally gets healthy, and you've got two young.
He made a tackle yesterday on special teams. You see that?
Mm.
Huh? Earn that paycheck.
Here's the biggest thing. I'm just curious what Mike Vrabel looks at this game, looks at this season. The drop in a couple of offensive categories were pretty stark, okay? They went from tied for second in total yards per game, and then from fourth in offense, they dropped to the middle of the pack, 15 and 17, I think the numbers are. You know, how much of that is the fact that, yes, they went through most injuries in a season playing 91 different players? That there's some of that, but how much of this was offensive scheme? How much it can be better? How much of it is Todd Downing? Guys, when he was a one-year offensive coordinator with the Raiders, their offensive production jumped way down, and we've seen that with the Titans. And they've got a lot of offensive talent on that roster, and the fact that they took that kind of a dive, yeah, injuries played a factor, but you know, still, you know, should it have been that big a drop? Mike Vrabel's going to have to look at that and decide, is this the person I want, you know, scheming up and running this offense for the foreseeable future? That may be the biggest issue to deal with this offseason.
Sort of seemed over his head yesterday, in my mind. Just
Is it too knee-jerk to say they should get rid of Todd Downing, by the way?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It seemed it is over his head.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. There's 8 coaching changes this offseason. There's a lot of great coaches floating around right now. And, you know, if you're wanting to make a change, now would be the time. But, it's kind of stark when you look at the numbers, the difference between – it feels like if Arthur Smith were calling that game Saturday, they'd be preparing for an AFC championship game.
Hard not to argue that.
Yeah, the third and one, the middle of the fourth quarter there, third and one, fourth and one, the third down in RPO, the next one was Henry from 8 yards from the line to gain. I just don't get the calls. I mean, you just sneak it there and get your first down and move on. You overthink it sometimes, quite frankly, when you're in those pressure situations. You think you got to think players, not plays. And I think Todd Downing was thinking plays and not players. Why are you throwing into triple coverage for Westbrook Akina, by the way? Doesn't make sense.
Julio Jones, I don't believe, was even on the field for that play. Mm-hmm.
No, he wasn't. And here's another thing, guys. You've pounded the ball. You're just mowing over the Bengals on that one drive where you do get down to first and goal at the 9, and you throw it. And, you know, when you're in tighter situation in that area of the field, keep running the ball down their throat at some time. I mean, that is this team's identity. You know, lean into it at that point and just get it into the end zone. So, I mean, that, you know, yes, we're nitpicking, but that's what we do. And, you know, those are some big nits to pick.
Well, one good thing about this season, T, I mean, listen, I'm of the belief that this season was a wasted season. I don't want to hear about the 12 wins in the AFC, you know, South title and number one seed, you know, to me. But I will say this. I thought the turnaround of the defense was remarkable. You know how I trashed this defense last year. 180-degree turn. That was a Super Bowl championship defensive effort the other day, and I got to give it up for Shane Bowen. I think this guy's a future head coach in this league.
JB, here's the thing. That defense is going to be together for this next year. We've got to see what they do with Harold Landry. Picking up the fifth-year option for Jeffrey Simmons, no-brainer. Bud Dupree will be a year healthier. You know, and like I mentioned on the secondary, they've got their inside backers for the next, you know, for the next year or two, and Zach Cunningham and David Long. So, you know, this defense, they should have a chance to even build on what they did, and they certainly got better and better as the season went along. And, yeah, it shows what you can do to improve something in one off season. They changed out. There were 7 guys who started games in 2020 gone off this roster, and they brought in new players. So, you know, on the offensive side, I don't think it's anywhere near that drastic, but there is some tweaks that need to be made that, you know, this offense can be that, and special teams as well. But, you know, you can make that kind of change and improvement in one off season. And, yeah, Shane Bowen, he has another year like that. People will be lining up to interview him a year from now.
Well, it's going to be interesting. What do you got? Is Vrabel at 11 this morning? Is that when he's going?
11 o'clock, and then we get players from 11:20 to 12:20, and it's clean-out day, so we don't know exactly who's coming out there.
Yeah, and based on the people they made available after the game Saturday, I doubt anybody that was maybe for 1 or 2 will talk today. So we'll see, like you said, we'll see who they make available. So not a day anybody was expecting, at least for me, not this week, and I'll leave it at that.
Nobody expects it, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, as bad as Titans fans feel, that feeling is shared by the Bucks. Mm-hmm. I mean, they thought they were going to run it back with that team when Tom Brady. They, you know, the Buffalo Bills. I mean, my gosh, that game last night. You know, if we didn't have that overtime format, they could still be playing. Okay, it was just top this. So, I mean, this is the tough part about, you know, pro sports is sports period. You know, and everybody's hurting when their season finally comes to an end. It just hurts a lot more when you get to this point and it comes to a screeching halt.
Yeah, the Bills, they in the offseason, they need to figure out how to get better at calling the coin toss.
Well, and they got to get more consistent running the football. It's funny because I tweeted after the Bucks-Rams game. I said, okay, Chiefs and Bills, top that, and they pretty much did. What an incredible weekend, T.
Incredible weekend, but Greg, man, the Buffalo Bills didn't need to kick that ball through the end zone. Squib it. Run time off the clock. You know, they
Oh, yeah, 13. Well, even with 13 seconds. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah, I understand that. I'm just we're up against the break. We don't open. We'll open up that can of worms here in June. Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. All right. Sorry about the silk.
All right. That's okay. See you, Teresa. Thanks.
Thanks, T.
You know, and now and we'll.